right now, I mean, if there ever was noise, I mean, right now, this is the apex, right? You've got Russia, Ukraine, right? You've got COVID cases climbing back up is what they're saying now. And you've got commodity prices. It's just a secondary to the Ukraine crisis, but commodity prices, you've got a lot of things, and the Fed just raised rates, right? So that's a lot of noise. You block that all out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to, right? Wow. But it's not just about closing your eyes and hoping, okay? You've got to take another step. You have to have rules that work. And your trading rules, let's just give some examples, right? Long side trend following is where you buy stocks that are going up and you hold them as long as they still go up. And when they turn around and start going down, then you sell them. And the idea is you basically ride the bulk of the bull market in that stock. Okay. Long side trend following over 20, 30 years in the past has worked amazingly well in most markets. And it will continue to work in most markets over the next 20 years. But it doesn't work all the time, right? There's times when the market's going down, there's times when it's sideways and it's volatile, and there's times when it's really overvalued and it's going to fall, right? Because markets go in cycles. So you don't want to just have rules that buy hoping stocks go up over the next, 12, 18, 24 months. You also want to have rules that make money when markets are falling. You also want to have rules that make money when markets are volatile. And by setting up different sets of rules for different types of market behavior, you don't have to worry about what is happening in the world. Because if you can profit from everything the market can do, then it doesn't matter what the market does, right? If the market goes up and you have rules for profiting when the market goes up over a long-term trend, you're good. Because your rules that make money when the market's going down, they shouldn't be in the market because the market's not going down, it's going up. So those rules just sit in the sideline waiting. And then when the market turns, then those rules for making money when the market's going down will turn on because they realize, oh, the market's going down based on the technical rules, and you'll get the pattern that you need to get in, you'll sell short, and you'll make money on the way down. But the rules that were making money on the way up, they, as soon as the market turns, they progressively exit and take you to safety, take you to cash. So if you've got a portfolio like this, which is diversified, different system styles, different time frames, different directions, different markets, then it doesn't really matter so much what the market does. I don't care if Putin, I care humanely that what Putin's doing, but I don't care from a financial standpoint what he's doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, right now, if that blew up into a major European kind of war, multi-countries, multiple fronts, whatever, from a trading point of view, I'd probably make money. From a human point of view, it's terrible. Like, it's awful what's happening, but that shouldn't affect your finances. Yeah?
No. And
similarly,
like that.
Similarly, if he pulls out tomorrow and the Fed backs off and decides not to raise interest rates, that shouldn't affect your finances either. I mean, that also, I think, would be a bad thing fundamentally for the economy because inflation is rising, things are overheating, blah, blah, blah. But again, I don't have to care about any of that stuff because if the stock market turns around and goes straight back up, I'll get in, I'll load up, I'll ride the trend. If it collapses from here, I'm already partly short, I'll ride the trend down, I'll make money. If it goes sideways and it bounces around volatile, I'll make money. Now, I don't make money every day, that's not what I'm saying, but in the general sense over months, if you've got the right systems, you can make money no matter what the market does. And that's the key. That's why I don't have to worry.
Yeah. So it's your systems, your multiple systems, as I'm gathering, act as a shield against everything else, right? It's your shield and your sword, which is really, really cool. So you're aware of what's going on in the US markets, but you're in Australia. Yes. How do you even get into trading multiple markets? Like, how did you get interested or even learn how to do that?
Yeah, good question. And this is something that I want to encourage everyone who's listening to really hear, because trading other markets is nowhere near as scary as you probably think it is, right? When I started trading, I was in Australia. I'm still in Australia, but I've traveled around the world since then, but I've come back, right? I'm home at the moment. And when I started trading, I was trading Australian stocks. And I learned to trade you know, like trial and error on Australian stocks, and I found rules and systems that worked on Australian stocks. And I traded Australian stocks for probably 7 years before I did anything else. And I'm going to tell you, that was a huge mistake, because when you diversify more broadly, you can make money from more different types of movements, more economies, more conditions. So I now trade Australia, Hong Kong, and the US stocks, and I trade crypto, and crypto is 24/7. And when I diversified out of Australia, the reason I struggled for so long is because I had learned what worked on Australian stocks. And that doesn't work brilliantly well on the US stocks. Like, it's profitable, but not like amazing. And it also doesn't work on Hong Kong stocks. And the reason is the markets have a slightly different personality. So you need slightly different rules. But all it is slightly different technical rules and the knowledge on how to test and evaluate those rules, right? So I have students now, when students start with me, they'll start generally in their home market most of the time. And that's often Australia, Canada, US, or some of the Asian markets. But very quickly, I encourage them to diversify, because I've got systems for all those different markets and the students get access to that. And all it is to trade a different market is just you need the data for the stocks in that market and you need the rules to apply to the data. And then you just get a buy signal and you take it, and you get a sell signal and you take it. So if you're trading systematically, like, I don't have to know and research Apple or Facebook or whatever stock is hot in the US right now. I just know that I've got a set of rules that I've tested on 30 years of US stock market history. And if I keep following those rules, I will make money. So therefore, I follow the rules each day. And if I get a signal, I'll buy or short sell, and I'll close that trade when I get a sell signal. So diversifying internationally is something you should do sooner than you think. All you need is the data and a set of rules that work. And, you know, if you get help, like, you know, I show people how to do that. You can design them yourself if you're if you're into that. But, really, if I could go back and talk to myself 20 years ago, I would say diversify much more broadly, much earlier, because that then smooths your results, gives you more consistent growth, and makes you less, your personal finances less subject to the economy that you're living in.
That's, I've never heard that advice before. That's really interesting. You're the first person to say that. So you have these rules for these different markets of stocks. Mm-hmm. Crypto, like you mentioned briefly, is 24/7, but it's also a different ecosystem. Do those rules work with crypto too? Or do you have to compete with something completely different?
The style, I mean, if you've traded in crypto or held some crypto, you know it's volatile, right? You know, the bull markets are huge, really fast. Yeah. And then they turn around on a dime and you've got 60% drop. And you'll have some penny stocks, or, tiny tokens, tiny coins that pump 200, 300, 400, 500% in a day and then smash back down. So it's like the stock market, like on speed. So it's, the time frames are compressed, the amplitude of the moves is increased. So the great thing about that is there's thousands and thousands of retail crypto traders who have no clue what they're doing. It's hugely emotionally driven. And if you apply a set of rules in that environment, it's like the Wild West. All you need is a set of rules that work and you make a ton of money. So systematic trading in crypto works brilliantly. The rules are slightly different to stocks because the nature of the price movements, the time frame is compressed, the amplitude is much bigger. So you need slightly different rules, but once you know the rules, it's very easy to follow them.